It is time for... Does Richard Krause love these movies? It's where we try to discern, with the latest reviews, does Richard Krause love some of the movies that are coming out this week? What's the first movie, Richard?
In A Man Called Otto, now playing in theaters, Tom Hanks plays the title character, a curmudgeon whose life is turned upside down when a vivacious family moves in across the street.
You cannot use this road without a permit.
Have a nice day, sir.
You know, the other guys don't do this, the guys with the white trucks. How come it's always you brown guys? And I don't mean that racially.
I'm sorry you didn't get me here earlier.
The whole neighborhood is falling apart these days.
Got some new neighbors.
Bye.
Edward Husband.
I brought you some food.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
Wasn't there a Clint Eastwood movie like that where he didn't like the neighbors? They were Asian. I'm not saying that sound.
Gran Torino, I think?
Yeah, Gran Torino. I don't know. I'm like past peak. Tom Hanks, I'm going to say 2.5 stars. Tony?
Ooh. See, I can't wait for this because it is Tom Hanks, and it's a typical thing he plays. I think he gets a little deep. And by the way, Richard Krause covered for you for a couple of days there, and I think I got to know him really, really well. So I'm going to say he gave this 3.5.
3.5. Yeah. Anthony, how many think he gives it?
I did meet Richard on that same day.
Yeah.
I looked at this movie trailer and it looks really good. I'm going to say it's pretty high rated, like a 4.
Okay, 4. Mark, do you want to get in here?
Sure, go 3 stars.
3 stars. All right. What does Richard give it?
A Man Called Otto is a tear-jerking story of redemption that tries just a bit too hard to strum the heartstrings, but thanks to the performances of Tom Hanks and Mariana Trevino, manages to find empathy and resonate with emotional moments. And that's why I gave A Man Called Otto, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
3. Ooh. All right, a little lower than some of you guys were thinking. What's the second movie, Richard?
In Plane, a new Gerard Butler resourceful hero movie now playing in theaters, the pilot of a crashed plane fights against dangerous rebels who take most of his passengers hostage.
We're cutting right through the top of the storm. Listen, keep everybody in their seats, no exceptions, all right?
Then we're down somewhere in the Jolo Island cluster. Run by separatists and militias. The Filipino army won't even go there anymore. The clock is ticking. Every minute matters.
We're getting off this island.
So you've got, what is it, Copper, a CIA agent, Gerard Butler on it with a convict that he's transferring, and the plane is hijacked. Sounds like they've made this movie a million times. And I can tell you one thing. I'm definitely going to watch it. I bet you I'll enjoy it more than the critics will. I'm going to say that Richard probably gives it 3 stars. Tony?
Yeah, I'm close to that, too. To be honest, a Gerard Butler action movie like you, I'm going to watch it just because it sounds like a lot of fun. But unless Gerard kicks somebody into a pit, I'm only going to give this 2.5.
Anthony?
The concept has been done a million times. I'm not going to watch it. I think Richard gave it like a 2.
What about you, Mark?
I'll go 1.5.
1.5? I don't think he's ever gone that low. Oh, I'd love it if he went that low. Richard?
As if flying in real life wasn't bad enough these days, along comes Plane, which brings the experience of a terrible flight to your local theater. As action movies go, even with the relatively low expectations that come from an action movie with Gerard Butler's name above the title, Plane is about as bland as airline food. From its blunt one-word title and one-dimensional characters, to its clumsy action scenes and Ed Wood-style toy airplane in-flight sequences, this so-called thriller fails to take flight. Plane feels like being stuck in the middle seat on a long flight. And
wow.
That's why I gave it 2 out of 5 stars.
I would have just given it Sunwing. And what is the final movie, Richard?
In Dormouse, a gritty new thriller now playing in theaters, a burlesque performer investigates the abductions of several of her co-workers.
We had two girls go missing from Mama's in the past week. One got snatched from her home, and the other got grabbed out of an alley by guys in suits and thrown into a limo.
Sounds like they're dead to me.
We gotta get them, Max.
You're looking down deep wells, little dormouse, asking dangerous questions.
Interesting. I'm going to say Richard gives that 2.5 stars.
3 stars. Sounds like they're dead to me.
I'm going to say 3.
Yeah, I'll go 2.5.
Okay, Richard, where are you giving that?
Dormouse's stylized look at power dynamics, filtered through a film noir lens, is compelling to a point, but bludgeons its central point that it's better to die with the sheep than eat sheep with the wolves, to the point of redundancy. And that's why I gave Dormouse, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Whoa. Okay, so there's a couple of good ones there. Is it bad that the only one I want to watch is the one that got the worst review? The plain one? What does that say about me? I don't know.